Welcome to Guidance Unscripted. Thanks for tuning into our first episode. I'm Michelle Wilson. I'm one of the counselors here on the 9th or 11th side of the building. I have last names L-A-T through P-A-R-E.
Hi, I'm Elliot Doan. Also on the 9 to 11 side of the building, I have last names S-N through Z. If it's easier to remember, you can think of us as the Snoozers.
Hi, I'm Melinda Hatchett. I am on the advanced learning side of the building. I have seniors who are alphabetical last names starting K through S.
And I'm Mr. Thompson. I'm on the 9 through 11 side, and I have C-L-E through G-O-N, so we call ourselves the Klingons.
Nice one, Davey.
He's Mr. Thompson, didn't you see?
Mr. Thompson, I apologize. So today what we're going to start with, it might just be more of a hodgepodge of questions, but the topic for today is eighth grade transition into high school. Even if you're not an incoming ninth grader, a lot of this information is pretty useful. So one of the topics that we get asked a lot about is Indiana Online. So would someone like to share a little bit about Indiana Online, how those courses work, and then some courses that our incoming freshmen can take?
Indiana Online Academy is open to incoming eighth graders, and the two courses that they can take for their high school transcript are PE1 and Health. Those are the only two that they can take this coming summer. Registration is currently going on. It is scheduled to close on May 31st, but it will open right back up on June 2nd, I think, until the 4th, but then it will close again and be final. Classes will go through July 20-something, I think?
July 18th this year.
Okay. So, and kids have to have 20% done within the first 12 days. So if you're going on vacation, it still works. You just need to take the laptop with you. Mm-hmm. It's also paced at the students. You know, so the faster you work, the sooner you'll get finished.
And one of the common questions we get a lot is, well, you can take PE online. We're in that day and age now. And the biggest focus of the class is a six-week activity log where students have to submit their log of exercise for the week, and they do that every week, and you have to do all 6 weeks in order to take your final. So if you have somebody coming in looking to do PE online, which is very common for us here at Avon, that is the intent of that class.
And one of the big things with PE1 is if you complete it over the summer, you don't have to do it here in class where they do about 6 weeks worth of swimming. That's definitely a big barrier that a lot of our students are like, how can I overcome that? Definitely doing it over the summer through Indiana Online is going to be the best and probably the easiest way to get around that.
Right. Going along that same mindset, this incoming class of 2023 is the first class that you can't earn two waivers for the same sport. So previously, students here that are already at the high school level could, let's say, play basketball for 2 years, earn a PE waiver for PE1 and for PE2 on two different seasons, but that is no longer the case. So if you play two different sports or do two different activities, such as, you know, show choir, swimming, basketball, football, etc., you can get a waiver per activity, but you can't get two waivers for the same activity in your high school career. So if you are an incoming ninth grader and you only play one sport or do one activity, you will need to get an additional PE credit. So you're looking at either doing it in person or online through Indiana Online Academy.
Where would I get one of those PE waivers if I did play a sport, for example, football or soccer?
Well, that's a great question, Michelle. We have them conveniently located at the guidance office. It's in a little turnstile. As soon as you walk in, they are on bright green paper, and we will remind you pretty frequently when we do scheduling to get those turned in.
Yeah, I think you can also get them online. Yeah. I believe they're on the guidance website. So you could download one at home, fill it out, turn it in when you come back to school the next day.
Mm-hmm. Trying to find what tab that is under. It is on the Avon High School. If you go to the Avon High School homepage and then click on guidance in the black banner, it will be on that front page. There's a rectangular box that says upcoming events, and then a couple rows below that is students with a black diploma hat, black graduation hat, and then PE waiver form will be the first thing that you see.
And I just want to clarify, I know Mr. Doan said sports, but kids
and activities.
That's going to change it to activities, yep. because that would apply to if your student's a marching band kiddo, they can march one season and get a PE credit, but they cannot march two seasons and get two credits. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, and it's like, so you have show choir, band. I've had parents ask whether, like, the club rugby or club bowling, the step team work for that, and that is a no, that those do not count. If there are questions about what sports do count, I would ask your school counselor, and we'll be more than happy to figure that out for you.
They also have them all listed at the top of that waiver form. So if you get online and go through the steps that Ms. Wilson mentioned to pull up the waiver form, each one is broken down by season, and you can see what does apply and what does not. Typically speaking, it's if you're playing for a school team in terms of athletics, then it will apply. But if you are doing something outside for club, it will not.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think we're ready to move on to another topic and lay that one to rest. But if we end up coming back to it, we might. I think one of the other things that we get questions about is that transition into high school. You know, is that easy? Is that hard? How big is the high school? You know, what can I do to make that transition a little smoother? So I think that maybe that would be a good thing for us to touch on so we can help some of our eighth grade students and parents.
I think one of the biggest things, you know, they're always, kids are always worried about getting lost. The building's so big. One of the things I can tell you is you need to get involved so that it will make this a more meaningful experience for you at the high school, and it will also make it seem smaller. So if you join a club, a group, an activity, and we have tons of those around, you will have your own little group, and you won't feel like you're lost in the sea of humanity at the high school. The other thing is, we're all really nice people out here. We are at the high school. We are counselors and teachers because we like kids. So if you have questions, ask us something. We're not big and scary.
Well, some of us are. But, yeah, we are here to help the kids, so that's what it's all about.
So one of the interventions that we have done is starting this year is we had met with some of our higher needs students at the middle school level, and each counselor met with about 5 to 10 students at North and 5 to 10 students at South, just to kind of get to know them a little bit better. Not that there was anything wrong with the students, but just sometimes have a lot more baggage in their backpack and just wanted to put a name with a face. And this is something I think we're going to keep improving over the course of the next few years to kind of make more of a connection, make the bridge a little bit easier. But one of the most common questions I have gotten so far, or comments rather, from eighth grade to ninth grade is just, how is my student going to translate as a high school student? You know, things weren't going so well in eighth grade. I'm afraid it's going to happen in ninth grade. And that's a very valid concern. We're dealing with teenagers who have a lot going on socially. They're trying to figure things out academically. And in my meetings with talking to some of my quote-unquote high-need students, it seems like a lot of them are ready to move on and make that transition. They feel like they have kind of burned some bridges in the middle school level, and they feel like they're probably stereotyped or stigmatized to the point where everyone kind of quote-unquote knows them and their actions, and they're looking forward to a fresh start at high school. And I think this is a great opportunity to do that. You get to reinvent yourself. You're going to have a building of, you know, over 3,000 students. There's tons of activities and opportunities for you to be somebody new. If you've learned something along the way by way of mistake, this is your opportunity to not repeat that mistake. People in general are coming in with fresh credits, and you really can be a brand new person if you hadn't been as successful at the middle school level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed those visits. It was neat to get to sit with the kids, and they were kind of scared in the initial part. You know, they're like, why are you here? What are you doing? Why do you want to see me? But it was good to get to know them just a little bit in that short amount of time and help them, you know, feel better about that transition, get them more comfortable with coming here. A lot of the stuff was, you know, do I have to use a locker? Can I carry my backpack? Can I bring water to class? Can I have snacks in class? So those were some things that they were worried about coming here, as well as getting lost, like Ms. Hatchett talked about.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I made a point at my meetings, and I'm sure everyone else did too, was what your school counselor is here for. And so I mean, our school counselors are here for more than just academics. We're here for academic questions, but we're also here for social emotional questions or issues, as well as college and career questions. Students are at different points in their lives in terms of what after high school looks like. Some students know, some students don't coming in, and that's okay. We have a variety of electives and courses that can help you, you know, get to the point where you're kind of deciding what after high school looks like, whether that's going straight into the workforce or going into college. There's a lot of different options, and it's not a one size fits all. But for my students especially, I think one of the big misperceptions is that counselors are only there to change schedules, and that's it. And we're here for a lot more, so no question's too big or too small.
Yeah. And we don't expect you to know when you roll in your day one of freshman year what you want to do after high school either. Mm-hmm. We realize that freshman year is kind of tight with opportunities for you to take electives, but after that freshman year, we're hoping that you spread out and branch out. And you know, we have some really great classes, and we have classes that I think we all would like to take, you know, just to dabble in. So, you know, do that. Explore the clubs. Explore the classes. Don't necessarily stay just what your best friend's always done, you know.
And even for siblings, yeah. Right? One sibling's right. Path to graduation might not look the same, and that's part of our role, too, is helping you discover who you are as an individual and just helping you to reach your goals.
Right, and as we always discuss, it's better to figure that out in high school while things are free or relatively free, because you know once you turn 18, you've got bills to pay. College is pretty expensive, so the more experiences you can have figuring out what works for you and what doesn't prior to graduation, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, pretty interesting concept that Ms. Wilson brought up. I actually had two students in the past week that were talking about, well, I wanted to follow my sister's path, or I wanted to follow my brother's path on what they were taking at high school. And we talked about how that probably is not a good idea, that they need to figure that out for themselves and not be relying on what their brother or sister did to get comfortable here. So yeah, they've got to figure that out on their own, not based on everybody else's opinions.
Exactly.
Yeah. The key at the high school is going to be that you do the classes you do to the best of your ability, and that you have a routine. If you don't have a routine in the eighth grade, maybe you need to make a routine by the time you come to the high school. You know, when are you going to do your homework? When are you consistently going to do your homework? Where are you going to put it so you remember to turn it in? When are you going to study for tests? Do you have the name of someone that you know you can call if you are sick? You know, those are things that you can kind of make a checklist now so that you've got them in place once school starts. Good habits to have to be a successful student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that I've seen with freshmen this year, and we've talked about this with a couple of the eighth graders as well, was just finding time to study. So asking them what it looks like when they get home. You know, what time do you get home? And they'll tell you, and so what do you actually do when you get home? Well, I probably play video games for a while, or I'm Snapchatting or whatever. I said, have you ever thought about setting an alarm on your phone? Most kids have one. And they're like, no, not really. So I'm like, how about this? How about for 3 weeks, you set an alarm on your phone. If you get home at 4 o'clock, set an alarm for 4:30. From 4:30 to 5, I'm going to work on homework. I'm going to pick one assignment, try to get it done in that half an hour. And then at 5, I've got another break and set an alarm for 5:30 and just keep rotating through and see if that helps. Now, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it was just giving them some concrete things that they could try at home to be more successful with getting homework done. Now, that's worked for some, hasn't worked for everybody, but just another option out there to kind of get that routine down, because if we can get that routine down, things go a lot smoother once we get to high school.
Right, and that's one of the things we emphasize is finding the right balance. And school is long, and when you're a teenager, it's hard to sit still for this long, and I know personally I struggle sitting as much as I do during the day. So by the time kids are out at the end of the day, they want to cut loose and relax and have fun and hang out with friends. And yeah, you can do that, but you also need to make sure that you are managing your workload, because this right now is their full-time job. So as Mr. Thompson mentioned, finding that right balance and taking time to relax and emotionally de-stress while still making sure you're getting your obligations met. And that kind of ties into our leveling and how we choose courses here as well. We want students to be as challenged as possible while still being successful mentally and academically. So a lot of times I'll get questions, do you think we need to move to the honors level or are we ready for AP? We need to look at the whole child, take a look at academics, what's going on personally, and how much they can balance, because no one's going to be benefiting from someone being thrown into a bunch of AP or honors level courses because, quote unquote, they're able to do it. But if they're not actually doing it, that's a big difference. There's a big difference between potential versus actuality. And that's something we try to focus on, is making sure we find that right balance where students can stay in the right mindset and be healthy and have a minimal stress level while still making sure they're being pushed and challenged in their classes.
Mm-hmm. And every student's different. You might be a really strong English student, and so maybe that's where you get your honors and AP courses. But if math isn't your thing, then maybe you're just in non-honors courses. And that's what we'll kind of look at the data and teacher recommendations and get a sense of how the student is feeling to be able to say, like, should we level up? Should we not? But it's all about, you know, the student individually, but also, you know, making sure that we're stretching you in an appropriate way so you're challenging yourself and you're ultimately growing as an academic student.
And for me, teacher recommendations probably trumps, quote, the data, because anybody could test well or poorly on a given day. Mm-hmm. But a teacher consistently over a semester sees the effort and hears the questions, can see your face, you know when you're frustrated because you just can't click on to something. And there's also a misconception that if you have an A in the class, well, then if it's an English 9 class and you have an A, well, then you surely must register for English 10 honors. And that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes an English 9A is just perfect, and you need English 10A, you know, the next year. So, again, that's where the teacher's recommendation is really, really key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. And one of the things that we get questions about also is whether, you know, my student needs to take honors classes for the academic honors diploma or technical honors diploma. And the answer to that is no, they do not have to take honors classes in order to qualify for an academic honors diploma or the tech honors diploma.
Very good. It does set up potential future courses down the road. So if your son or daughter has their heart set on, you know, maybe some kind of advanced science class or advanced math class, it's good to look down the road and kind of plan backwards by design. So if you are looking at courses that require a certain AP prerequisite or a certain honors prerequisite, maybe at that point you do need to look at, is honors appropriate for me? But if you are just trying to meet the requirements, and as Mrs. Wilson said, if you're stronger in English or math, you don't necessarily have to take everything honors. Play to your strengths and then just make sure you fulfill the requirements, even at the grade general level other than that.
Right. One of the things that you probably have, your child has probably already started, is schedule of classes that they want to take all throughout high school, because I know that that's something that the Department of Education said kids had to do, is kind of they had to make a plan, and that plan I think started back in the sixth grade. So this will give Mrs. Wilson another chance to tell you where something is too. If you look in the program of studies that we have, that will list all the courses that are available here at Avon High School. So that will tell you, if you look at those courses that are arranged by department, it will tell you the prereqs that Mr. Doan was talking about. So you can kind of like look at freshman year and know maybe you want to take, I don't know, maybe you want to take an AP Chem class, or maybe you know you want to take anatomy and physiology, you know, when you're a junior or so. Your freshman year, if you look at that prereq, you can say, oh, I'm going to have to take biology honors and chem honors in order to take that class. So that helps you plan, helps you know how much you need to work. And that is on the website. So, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Wilson, tell them where they go.
So yeah, if you go to the Avon High School homepage and on that black banner, click on guidance. That will take you to the guidance homepage. And then on the left side, you'll see a bunch of different tabs. You'll go to scheduling, which is kind of down towards the bottom. And then you will want to be referencing the program of studies for 2019-2020. That's what we're all using to schedule for next year. And that's what we'll use if kids end up dropping classes or wanting to pick up some classes next year. That's what we will always reference for the 2019-2020 school year.
And the program of study has really good things in it. I mean, like it has
I know Mr. Doan referenced a while ago some of the honors classes in the AP. If you want to know if they're weighted, if they're honors, if they're AP, that's in the program of studies. If, you know, just general information about the high school is in the program of studies. The class of 2023, which is our incoming freshmen, they are the first class, excuse me, they're the first class, gosh, I'm dying
here. Are you okay?
Yeah. They're the first class that are going to be totally on graduation pathways. So if you're like, what does that mean? That's going to be in there. You're going to see if they're earning an academic honors diploma. What does that entail? So all that kind of information is in the front few pages of the program of studies.
So, Mr. Thompson, question for you. If I have a, if my son or daughter is in eighth grade moving to high school level and they're taking Algebra 1 and getting, let's say, low C's, what should I do?
Well, nice question, Mr. Doan. I would suggest looking at the drop form for dropping middle school credits and retaking that class when you get to the high school. So if you're getting a grade of D or lower in one of those classes, so we could look at algebra or biology or geometry, we're going to automatically do that for you and place you into that class again when you get to the high school. But if you're getting a low C or even a C in general, I would suggest retaking the class when you get to the high school, just so you can, the grade will be where you want it. You'll have better knowledge of the topic. It'll just be a better overall experience for you.
Where would I get one of those forms?
Oh, we have them in the guidance office. I have them saved to our SharePoint drive so that we can just print them off if we need them, or we can just send them to you if you request them.
Excellent. Thank you.
We also have them available on the guidance website as well for parents. Mrs. Wilson, can you walk us through that one?
Yes. So when you go to the Avon High School homepage, and again, you go to the black banner that says guidance. We spend a lot of time on this homepage. Go to parent resources. And from there, there is a consent form for declining high school credits taken in middle school. It's in the second paragraph of forms and information that you need to know. But that is something that you can also print off and send in with your son or daughter. And we will take that and we'll get it to the right people after we take a look at it and make sure that the student is fulfilling the other requirements that come with that.
Okay, and a word of caution regarding this dropping middle school credits. You get to do it one time. So if you decide at the end of your freshman year or at the beginning of your freshman year, you're going to drop the algebra credits. And then when you get to be the end of your sophomore year and you're like, gee, I should have dropped the Spanish credits too, you cannot do it. You get to drop them once. So usually I suggest that my students hold off until their sophomore year. Then you've been a whole year here, you've got some experience under your belt. Then sometime during your sophomore year, sit down with your parents, sit down with your guidance counselor, and decide if it makes sense for you to drop a middle school credit. We need to have you drop it, though, before, you know, really by the end of your sophomore year, the very beginning of your junior year.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty explicit. It's very detailed. Mm-hmm. Just reading through, it gives you a lot of good information. But of course, if you've got questions, you're welcome to reach out and we're happy to help you with that.
And if you drop like the first semester of an algebra, you also are dropping the second semester. You can't pick and choose which credits you want to drop. If you drop, it's the entire class. And some of those courses, when you drop, like a biology course, you have to pick back up another kind of biology course.
Sorry. We'll edit this out. So
yeah, we'll get rid of that part.
What happened?
Or we can keep it.
Not sure. We heard something. It's some weird noise. Don't know where it came from. We'll keep it. It keeps it lively.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Sorry. I was trying not to laugh.
I didn't even hear it, though. I feel gypped. What noise
must have been
did
you
I miss?
Then.
Oh, it was in our like, headphones. We heard it.
Well, no, it's like this. But not that loud. It was probably me.
It's all good. So one of the things that goes with that, like the biology credit, if you were to drop biology in the middle school level, you would need to take one of three classes at the high school in order to replace that biology credit, because you have to have biology on your transcript for graduation. So there's anatomy and physiology honors, there's AP bio, And then there's principles of biomed in the Project Lead the Way classes that would replace biology.
And all three of those have prereqs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The program of studies will be a good reference. If you're considering this option, mm-hmm. definitely check that out. Like we mentioned, ask us questions. We're happy to help and make sure that your son or daughter is on the right path to graduation.
So we've kind of belabored a lot of the academic stuff. So what kind of things do we offer here at Avon High School that are good for that transition?
Oriel preview days, definitely going to be a huge transition piece for us. Those are the two Wednesdays leading up to school.
July 17th, July 24th, mm-hmm. start at 9 o'clock, go to 7 o'clock at night. That's when we close at 7 o'clock, so don't show up at 7 o'clock. And it's when your kids can pick up their schedules, take a look, make sure everything is running the way it should. And it's another great opportunity. We're going to have information laying out, since we have so many people in the building that day, for parents to pick up club information. What do we have here? I know Mrs. Wilson's in charge of a club and organization, so I'm guessing she's going to have a table up and running. So it's just a great time to find out what we've got for your kids to participate in.
And going off of that, we also do offer a club fair that this past year it happened during lunch, and we had a lot of students who put together great poster boards and some live presentations, depending on what the club was, mm-hmm. to be able to show what the club is all about and get some more new students recruited for it.
Yeah, so included in Oriel preview days is not just schedules, but they can get their ID taken care of, so they can do pictures for that. You can sign off for your computer stuff, get that all taken. It's basically everything you would need for starting school on the 31st is taken care of at Oriel preview days. So you'll see the nurse with information there as well. And if you have a hole in your schedule when you get it, you'll jump in the wonderful long line that there is at the guidance office to see your counselor and get that hole taken care of in your schedule.
One of the other interventions that we offer ninth grade is our AIM mentor program. So hopefully by now you've heard of students having SRT in their schedule, which is that student resource time, typically on Wednesdays. And that's a time where students get to be a little bit independent and choose if they want to treat it like a study hall, or if they want to get a pass and go to one of their teachers to get additional help in their classes or do some makeup work. But during that SRT time, all freshmen SRTs have an AIM mentor, or actually several AIM mentors, which are juniors and seniors who have signed up with the intent of helping freshmen become oriented to the school. They'll cover some mini lessons and just kind of be a peer type of resource to help students ease into the high school level. So that is a great program that we offer here at Avon High School.
And then last but not certainly least is Freshman Orientation Day, mm-hmm. which is great opportunity for students to come kind of run through the building, not literally run, but go through the building, check out where their classes are. They might meet some teachers, not necessarily their teachers. We usually have them go through the cafeteria, experience that, but get a little bit of the lay of the land when they're the only kids in the building that day. So that's a really valuable experience.
Yeah, that's also another day that they get to meet their SRT mentors, because they'll be broken into SRTs that day and walk around to their different classes, see where their SRT room is actually at that day. They'll eat lunch in the cafeteria. They get to venture around and see everything. Plus, we always have a guest speaker during that time frame, and he's really good. So that's always a plus. And it's just great for them to get to know people that are going to be at the school and realize that it's not so scary after all.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I think we're kind of getting to the end of our podcast. One last thing before we let you go is we have the S'more newsletter that is currently being sent out to just high school parents, but that is on the guidance website as well. There is a quick 2-question survey on there, and our intent with this is our podcast will only be successful if we have parents' input and parents asking questions that we can answer. So it's not just questions that come from us that might not necessarily be super interesting to you. So please go on there and fill out that 2-question survey. We definitely want to hear your feedback. If there's anything that you feel like we did well today, I would love to hear that too. Always about positive reinforcement. But that is on the website. And just want to say thank you for tuning in today. And we'll be back with Guidance Gossip next time we see you.
If you are wanting to complete that survey for us and you don't have a student at the high school level, on the Guidance website, from the Guidance homepage, which we've referenced a few times, if you click on upcoming events, not only do we have our current guidance calendar up, but if you scroll down a little bit farther, we have that newsletter, and towards the bottom of that newsletter is the 2-question survey there. So if you're able to take just a 30 seconds and submit that for us so we can start gathering some topics for you to listen to. We're covering everything from academics to socio-emotional learning to some common issues here at the high school level. And sometimes it's just going to be us talking about some common misconceptions at high school between students and teachers and administration. And our intent here is to really help familiarize students and families with what really is going on with the inner workings of the high school without having you come to a parent night, watch a PowerPoint, read a newsletter, etc. So hopefully this is a friendly format and we are always open to your feedback.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's going to be a great way to get information out. I know as a parent, I spend a lot of time in the summer on the road and listen to a lot of podcasts. So the idea kind of came out of trying to get another way to where, I mean, I know a lot of parents are driving 30 minutes or so to get to work. So if we can keep these short enough to where they can get some information in that drive to or from work, then that's just another pause. And they will not always be just counselors. We're hoping to have some guests on. So we'd like to have our mental health coordinator, that's a new position this year, have her on here to go through some information for mental health and just some other ideas on things that we could do to help you out. So if you do have ideas in regards to that, maybe you want to know more about a specific topic, let us know in that survey so that we can figure out who we need to get here and how that needs to work.
For all of us here at Guidance Unscripted, thanks for tuning in. We are Avon. We are one.